The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Delp,
Melissa Delp.
Oh, in the house. So Katie was sick last week. She took down Ryan with her this week, apparently. Neither of them are
here. Where's Ryan and Katie?
We missed you guys already. So hopefully they'll get well and it won't spread to anyone else. We might be, if we have two fewer next week, it's going to be scary.
I hope they still love us.
I hope so. Do you think they're
We still love them.
It might be like secret date night and they just told us they were sick.
No, they were definitely sick. Ryan barely had a voice.
Yeah, we did actually shoot some videos. When did you guys shoot? Saturday?
Yeah.
And he was like trying to sound all... not hoarse, but extra deep. And, you'll be able to tell when you watch those videos. You'll know. Wait, Ryan was sick that day.
Yep.
Well, we've been playing some games as we normally do on Monday night, and we played a couple of the ones we're going to talk about tonight, right?
Yes, we did.
So we won't spoil that. We'll wait till we get to the Kickstarter segment. But we've also got an interview coming up in a little bit, which should be lots of fun from Leader Games. And we'll talk about their game too. Should we go ahead and throw it over to a shout out for our sponsors?
This episode is sponsored by Van Ryder Games. Their game, Detective City of Angels, is currently on Kickstarter until November 3rd. This mystery crime-solving game is set in 1940s Los Angeles. Most players are LAPD homicide detectives trying to be the first to solve the case. But one player can take on the role of the chisel who is trying to stall and misdirect the detectives.
Yeah, it seems really interesting to me because you would think in a game where it's like one, this could be a one versus many sort of situation. It's not everyone's for himself, and it's one to five players depending on the, you know, who you're playing with in this game. So the chisel is definitely a character, and then you have all the other detectives and everyone's out for themselves trying to win the game.
Yeah,
it's all the mystery.
I love that type of gameplay setup because, like, we've done this a lot of times with, like, Time Stories and other games where you guys have kind of played it before and then you'll come and kind of narrate it for us.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really get to play. You just have to teach us how to do it. So I love the idea that there's a character who can know how all the game works.
Yep.
It actually makes his role better. And he plays, you know, he teaches it to new people. That's just really, really
so
cool.
So this game is currently on Kickstarter, and the pledge for the base game is $65. It includes all 8 cases and 4 detective miniatures. They've already funded. They're already unlocking stretch goals, and there's a really cool... And it's already over $100,000.
Oh, wow.
And it's just October 16th today.
Right, so you're going to hear this. Let me way up.
And I just don't want to forget to mention the artist, the illustrator.
I was going to bring that up if you didn't, Kevin. But
Yes, the illustrator is Vincent Dutrait. He makes and creates art that he's one of my favorite artists. And I love it. I love it. The art, all the illustrations.
Cool.
All right. Well, today on our Kickstarter Conniption, we're going to be talking about 4 games coming to Kickstarter the week of October 23rd. And then we'll hit up our interview.
Yeah, but before we do that, though, I think we need to probably, you know, let's fill some time. I may already have a game prepared for Kevin.
Oh, no!
Uh-oh.
I'm not prepared.
Uh-oh.
This is not good.
I didn't bring paper this time.
Oh, I have paper right here.
Good. Oh, we're prepared. This is...
Oh, man.
Right, do we have 2 pens?
I got a pen.
Oh,
I'm always prepared.
I'm glad that you guys are ready for this. So I think we still haven't quite nailed down a name for this yet. We have seen some more suggestions. I personally am leaning toward Couples Collision.
Okay.
That was somebody's suggestion. I like that one a lot. So
Couples Collision.
Yeah.
If you like Couples Collision, let us know on social media or Facebook or our guild on Tantrum, or guild. Oh my goodness, I messed it up. Guild.tantrumhouse.com. Our guild on Board Game Geek is what I was trying to say. But anyway, don't forget.
Yeah, let us know. And if you have better ideas, we're up for those too, because Ryan's ideas last time were.
So whose brain are we looking at?
I like the lady side.
All right.
We'll let Melissa answer the questions.
Okay.
Kevin's got a match.
7 questions.
7 questions. I don't know how many questions I have. You get as many as I... Oh,
well,
is that like our...
Yeah, because that's
one,
what we did last
two,
time.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, no!
I'll come up with another question.
Okay, Sarah will be clutch at the end with her 7 questions. Okay, question number 1. 30 minutes, 90 minutes, or 120 minutes?
Length of games, is that one?
These are just numbers.
Say them again.
All you're trying to do is sync each other's brains without looking good looking. 30 minutes, 90 minutes, or 120 minutes. All right, you ready? RDTN, Brawling Brothers, or Board Game Insider?
Did you see how fast I wrote that down? Wow.
Is that your answer, but is that what Melissa's going
to
answer?
Yeah, yeah, you have to think about what I would answer.
Yep.
Okay, ready? Pretzels, yes. Veggies, or M&M's?
I'm just letting you know, I'm writing down the answer that she's thinking of before she even writes her answer down.
I'm all listening right to the scribbles and going, oh yeah, that note.
You wrote a long word. Okay, fantasy or sci-fi? I think I know the answer to that one myself, but it's kind of a tough one. You guys are all over the place. All right. Next up, Origins or Gen Con? That was an easy gimme.
Thank you, Will.
Good question.
No, you have some more.
I'll save that one for last. That's
okay.
The best one.
Oh, okay. My question is, meeple color, red or green?
Ooh, two specific ones? I feel like Melissa has a shirt. I'm peeking at the answers. Okay, and the final question. I want to know this one. Tiles or cubes?
Mm,
what? Kevin has made his decision. Okay, are we ready? Let's see what the answer is.
Melissa doesn't know because
I'm not
those
even
are
sure,
her two Mona. Favorite things.
I know. Melissa, the ranking skills are the...
I'm so the, got this.
Okay,
I'm
so got. So is this competitive or cooperative?
Ooh,
no.
This is cooperative so far.
Uh-oh.
This is 7 that got 7. Change your answer to number 7.
Okay. 30 minutes, 90 minutes, or 120 minutes, Melissa?
Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Do you want Kevin?
Kevin.
Oh, okay, sure.
90 minutes.
That's what I said.
Yay!
90 minutes.
All right.
Good hour and a half.
Just the right amount of gaming time?
Yeah.
Rolling dice and taking names, Brawling Brothers, or Board Game Insider?
RDTN.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
Marty and Tony.
Yeah.
But I love everyone else too. Brandon, Josh.
It was an equal time three ways. It was the first in the list.
Don't hate me.
Marty and Tony just won out by a hair.
Do they have my... Okay, anyway. Pretzels, veggies, M&M's.
Pretzels?
M&M's.
Chocolate?
Chocolate?
I go chocolate just as an answer, and I was like, no, that's too obvious.
I mean, M&M's is probably my least favorite chocolate,
that's what I
but chocolate trumps everything else.
Okay, sorry.
Should have known.
Fantasy or sci-fi?
I said sci-fi.
Sci-fi?
I said sci-fi fantasy. I'm not going to pick one.
Sci-fi. Sci-fi I came first, though. I'm taking it.
You can't make me choose.
I know. It wasn't true. That one was a tough one. Origins or Gen Con?
Origins.
Definitely Origins. I love the kind of more intimate but still big con feel.
Totally agree on that. That's like that was another freebie. Or that was a freebie. Meeple color, what'd you pick?
I said red. We didn't even have to have a choice.
Yeah. Red over everything. Always red.
Always red.
All right, cool.
Maybe purple. But red first.
I almost said pink or purple, but then I was like, oh, that becomes too easy.
All right. And tiles or cubes? The one we all want to know.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And...
Awesome. I wrote tiles to compensate because I always say cubes on the podcast,
yeah.
But yes, and it's tiles and
cheaters.
Cubes.
Tiles
and
cubes.
It's always the answer for Melissa. It's and.
That was a tough one. I don't even know which one I would have said on that one, but what would you pick, Sarah, so I know for next
time? I'm going to leave that up to our game next time.
There you go. All right, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm not taking the last one. Yeah, I got 5 out of the 7.
Five out of seven.
Do you
remember what Katie wants to get?
Four.
Katie Ryan
got 4.
Yeah. 4. Okay,
we got
to step our game. Nice. Let's sink.
We're
leading. Sink our brains for
next week. We're not good at this type of stuff.
We're going to get 1.
That means we need to come up with questions for them.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll think of questions.
You want to secretly submit questions.
Ooh.
You want to know.
Well, let's put them on Board Game Geek Guild because Will doesn't check that.
What?
How do I find that?
Guild.tantrumhouse.com.
Thank you, Sarah.
Maybe Sarah will look up. Well, cool. I think that wraps up our game session, couples collision or something like that, whatever we're going to call that.
Couples collision.
Before we jump into our Kickstarter conniption, though, which I think I said that with this segment.
What?
Oh. Just keep delaying it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just baiting them in.
That's right. We're pretty excited about an opportunity that just kind of came up. Stonemaier Games has a charity auction that they do every year, or at least they've done the last couple years maybe. And we are pumped to be participating in that this year. Kevin, can you give us some of those details?
So we are participating in this year's Stonemaier charity auction. He is giving away 10 copies of Charterstone, which is a very popular game, even though no one's played it yet. It's a very anticipated. It's a legacy game. People are really excited. And he's giving away 10 copies on, it's going to be on BoardGameGeek. It's going to, I think, beginning at the beginning of November. And he has chosen us to be part of that auction. And what's going to happen is 10 different copies are given away. And there's going to be a reviewer or somebody in the board game industry that's going to be associated with each of those copies. And we want people to bid on our copy. Yes. So you wanted to try and win a copy of Charterstone at the beginning of November. You can bid for one of the copies of Charterstone, but you want to make sure you do it with Tantrum House.
Right. Pick our name.
And
although each reviewer or each person has a charity, so you can look at the different charities and
then pick ours. Yeah.
but you can look at our charity, and Sarah's going to give a quick rundown of what our charity is all about that we're supporting.
Yes, so we have chosen the Ronald McDonald House of the Carolinas, which is our local Ronald McDonald House here in Greenville, South Carolina. And we have chosen this because members of Tantrum House actually go there pretty regularly to volunteer and just help out with whatever their needs are.
And if you don't know what that is, because I didn't know what it was a couple years back, it's a house that's set up right next to the Children's Hospital. And then as families come in and they have a sick child that's going to be in the hospital for several days at a time, and they can't afford a hotel or they can't find local arrangements or it's an emergency, they can stay at the Ronald McDonald House for free. Which is super awesome, and there are people there that they cook meals for you, and you have a space for your family to set up while you're in there, and there's some really, really powerful testimonies on their website, if you get a chance to check that out, of people just talking about the big difference that it made to be able to have a place that they could collapse at the end of the day, you know, super exhausted, their sick child is in the hospital. We've been there several times. It's a really, really cool opportunity to help people that are really in need of that are in a hard time.
So we're going to tell you a lot more about this charity auction next or for our next podcast, but we want to give you a little heads up so you can start saving your money and look forward to the charity auction from Stonemaier Games, and we'll tell you more next time.
You can check out Charterstone too, because you're going to want that game. You don't know about it. All right, cool. So let's go ahead and roll into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption!
Alright, so I think the first game we're looking at tonight actually has Sarah's name on it.
It does. So the game I like to talk about tonight is Sarah's Singularity by Daily Magic Games, and they've put out several great games on Kickstarter the last few years. This is designed by Thomas Gutschmidt. And in the game, you play as Sarah, and you are a time traveler. And the problem is there's been several paradoxes and problems with people from different time periods getting mixed up and gone to the wrong places.
I think so it's Sarah's fault, right? She's
yes,
all over the place.
Yes. So I can see this happening to me. Yeah. So you have to go to the different locations, and you have to make sure that the correct people are in the correct time period. So there's icons on cards, and it is a set collection matching game. And we played this tonight.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually. It kind of had some unique mechanics. I don't know that I've really seen those in other games. Like, I've played some of those timeline and other kind of travel games, and I thought that's what it was going to be, like, correct history. Mm-hmm. But it was really a whole lot more about, like, managing your cards hand and, like, figuring out where you can get. There's a lot of, like, secret missions. Like, if you get the most of this icon or if you've got the secret goal card that you're trying to achieve, that kind of drive where you want to go in time. And the time is like different decks of cards, obviously.
So you're drawing cards throughout the game.
Yes. Okay. And it was cool. I enjoyed it a lot. The art was pretty fun. Like, it's not a super, like, at least the version we were looking at wasn't super duper polished, but it was really fun. Like, I enjoyed looking at Sarah going back into the dinosaur age and like recreating dinosaur tracks with her hands or whatever. Like there was this
feeding donuts to the dinosaurs.
Yeah, funny concepts about how you would fix time if you had to go back and do it.
Yeah, so check this one out on Kickstarter. Kevin, would you like to talk about something?
Yeah, I want to mention a pretty big game coming to Kickstarter. It's Shifting Realms by Soaring Rhino. And it's a 2-4 player game. It's got some resource management. It's got some area control in it. It's designed by Jeff and Craig Van Ness. Craig's name might sound familiar because he has designed and developed games like Heroescape, Queen's Gambit, and this is going to be a pretty big game. You're playing as a faction of the Keepers. You're trying to restore order. That's a temporal rift has like causes the dimensions to shift. So you're going to be sending scouts and soldiers to their realms to collect these resources that are in the realms and put things back together. And whoever has the most victory points at the end is the winner. And there's in the game 5 different realms. There's like the troll sort of realm, and then there's this dragon realm and the elf realm, and I think there's like a pirate realm. So there's all these like different fantastical realms, and each realm has its own like board. And in a given game, you're not playing with all 5 realms. You're only choosing 3. And during the game...
So it'll be different each time depending on the realms.
So the replayability is really, really good. And then even where the realms are set up could be different each game because they can like cross your scouts and your soldiers between realms throughout the game. So, and each realm has its own like end... I don't want to say like end game, but you're trying to complete the end game trigger. But just because you complete one realm, you have to actually complete 3 objectives.
Two.
Thank you, Melissa. 2 objectives in order to complete the game before the end of the game. And whoever has the most points at the end wins. Cool. So
I think I missed the vote on this one. Did you guys do a playthrough? Somebody did.
Yes. So,
yes. Wait, Sarah? Ryan, Melissa, and I got to play it with Craig and Jeff. And
at Gen Con.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. It's a Euro, and you know, it's pushing cubes and getting resources.
It has cubes.
And big tiles.
And it does come with an awesome dragon mini.
That's right.
Well, it's not even mini, it's a pretty large mini. So it's really, we really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
so.
Katie's not here, but I'm sure she would talk about how much fun she had moving that dragon and devouring people's pieces, because that's basically what she did for most of the playthrough. Yeah.
So we'll actually have a video playthrough of this probably right when this podcast airs, maybe a day or two after. And Melissa and I also did a review of it. So if you want to watch just a quick overview, see some of the pieces, watch our review. If you want to see like a really nice playthrough of the game, watch our playthrough. Cool. So Melissa, what you got?
All right, I've been looking at Speakeasy Blues by Artana. At this point, there's only been a couple teasers put out, so there's not a lot of detailed information. It comes to Kickstarter on October 24th, which happens to be my birthday.
Happy birthday!
One day early.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What a celebration.
Yes, October 24th is when Shifting Realms and Sarah's Singularity also comes out.
Very nice. It's for your birthday, Melissa.
Kickstarter day. Yeah. All right, so Speakeasy Blues is designed by Daryl and Adrian, who also designed Sagrada.
Ooh, I like
which
Sagrada.
Has been very popular, the stained glass dice game.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme is basically a 1920s gin joint that you're trying to run the best gin joint. Cool, say that 5 times fast. Yeah. In 1920s New York.
Do you know what some of the mechanics are?
The only thing I've seen is said that it is a dice-based worker placement game.
Ooh.
And Kevin and I both love our...
Yep, our Kingsburgs and our...
Kingsburg, Rice Nobility, all of those placing dice.
We'll be getting a prototype of this, so maybe next episode we'll just tell you a little bit more about it as it plays.
Yeah, but definitely check out Speakeasy Blues by Artana. Will.
So we are looking at next up an expansion,
standalone
expansion to a game called Forest of Fun from Green Couch Games. It was designed by Scott Alms, and they've added the original game, if you've never seen it, is a it's like a card drafting.
Is the best treehouse ever. That's the original game.
Best treehouse ever.
And it's it feels a little bit maybe like Sushi Go, where you're drawing cards and passing, and then you're laying them down. And when you lay them down, you're not just collecting sets; you're actually building out a really cool looking treehouse, like the coolest rooms you've ever seen in the treehouse.
Yes, my kids were thrilled with the artwork.
Yeah, they don't actually play it to play it; they just play it to look at. Like, oh, I added a laser ramp game move.
I had a basketball court in mine.
Yeah. Pretty cool. And then the original version of the game is only a 4-player version, but with this new standalone / expansion, it makes it up to an 8-player game, and then it adds a bunch of new cards to it. So you add some of those things that you might have been missing the first time around, like individual player powers and additional goal cards, and it's got some of those cards where, like, if you collect 2 of these, you get more points. If you collect 1, you get negative points. So it just kind of really fleshes it out. We played it with maybe like 7 people or something. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was a really cool experience. It takes up a lot of table because you're building like giant.
Well, with 7 houses. Players, yes, it takes up a lot of table. With 4, it doesn't.
But it was fun, and it adds a couple new mechanics. One of the coolest things in the game is the way that you score points. Is that like the room colors are worth points at the end of each round, but you actually kind of vote on which room colors will score points, which ones won't score any points, and which ones will score 2 points.
Oh.
And in the first game, the original version, that's an interesting situation to be in general. In the second one, you can now like propose that things happen and veto them types of things.
Okay.
So that many players, you kind of make it around a couple times and the score changes dramatically by the end of it.
Is that like construction management going on or something?
Yeah, that's the name for that is, but so it's pretty cool.
Did we mention this is from Green Couch Games?
I think I did say
okay,
that.
Cool.
Yeah, they've got some other cool, really cool, fun stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like those small box games, but this is making it a little bit bigger and more players. So
yeah,
and
it is. Yes, it's a tiny box, but it's a pretty big and meaty game.
And the new game will be able to hold the
box
will be able to hold both games.
Oh, that's cool.
And the artwork will be all new artwork, so you won't have to worry about separating the two games.
Cool.
All right, so let's go ahead and roll right into our interview. Today we've got Cole Worley and Patrick Leader from Leader Games as our house guests. All right, we want to welcome Cole and Patrick to the house. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're excited to hear about you guys' Kickstarter. Tell us a little bit about Leader Games to start off with, and then we'll roll into your Kickstarter.
Sure. I'm Patrick Leader. I founded Leader Games about 5 years ago, and I've been working on it since then. We're just kind of taking off this year. I was doing it part-time or, you know, like 8 months out of the year, and I was contracting the rest of the time, but now I'm doing it full-time. And I have been joined by Cole and Jake and Clay and Kyle Farron, who all work with me full time. And so we've really grown in the last year. We make a game called Vast the Crystal Caverns, which is a fully asymmetric dungeon crawler instead of a cooperative dungeon crawler. And it's doing very well. We've sold over 20,000 units. And now we're getting
cool artwork.
Yeah, and it's very, very good artwork, yes. And Kyle is awesome. And now we're working on Root, which will be coming out on Kickstarter on October 24th.
Cole, tell us about yourself.
Sure. Hi, I'm Cole Worley. I've been designing games for about 5 years, I think. My first published game was PAX Premier, and I've got an upcoming game coming out this Gen Con, this Essen, John Company. I've also published a game called An Infamous Traffic about the opium trade. So usually I do more historical stuff. But I designed Root, and whereas Vast is a little more of an adventure game, a dungeon crawler, Root takes a lot of its jumping off point comes from strategy games. So if you like games with war and combat and adventure and building up and economies, that kind of stuff, you'll find all those themes played with, but in asymmetric fashion in Root.
All right, interesting. Cool. So that's obviously the game we're talking about. What's the, give us first like the when it's coming to Kickstarter thing, and then tell us about it.
Sure. It's coming to Kickstarter next week, next Tuesday. Cole and I are sweating bullets trying to get the Kickstarter page together in time. Cole, awesome. Why don't you talk about the game?
Yeah, give us a real date, too, because this is time travel future stuff.
October 24th, 2017.
Yes. October
24th. So it'll be the day after this episode
tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, sorry, of course. Yeah, this isn't a live broadcast, yes.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, so Root takes place in a kind of fantastic kingdom, a great forest. It's a little reminiscent of Redwall with kind of anthropomorphic creatures.
Okay,
it's populated by sort of English forest creatures. So it has a kind of a Redwall Watership Down vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
The game plays 2 to 4 players, but we hopefully have some stretch goals we'd like to reach that are going to kick it up to 5 players. And the player factions are about as different as the different characters in Vast were. So there's no cave in the woods,
mm-hmm.
but the players can range from the occupying force to kind of an insurgent faction on the kind of hiding in the shadows. There are vagabonds who get to wander through the woods, and they're kind of playing a game that's a little bit like Vast.
Which one is the Blue Jay on?
The Blue Jay is the old order. So in the theme of this game, the forest used to be controlled by the birds of prey. They're at the top of the food chain, and those city cats have come in and put everything into disarray. So if you want to play the Blue Jay, you can be the Blue Jay.
All right, cool. Yeah, blue is my player color, and I was immediately drawn to your character art. Tell us about the illustrator behind all that, because it's gorgeous.
Yeah, so that's a fellow named Kyle Farron, who works for us. He lives in Utah. David Somerville went scouting for illustrators for Vast, and he picked 3, and we talked to all of them, and Kyle had the most realistic sense of timeline and price and amazing work ethic, and his art is amazing. So we engaged him and started working with him. He worked as a contractor for me for a while, and now he's just full time with me, and he's been working on Root since then, but he's been working on Root and Vast 2, getting that ready. So yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Done any other games?
Yeah, he did a game called Stitches, which was on Kickstarter. He was doing contractually before I met him.
Yeah, we saw it.
And he did a couple guest cards in John Ying's game, which his name is totally escaping me right now. I'm sorry, John. And there's one other
two. Your game looks
cool. Yeah. But your game looked cool because of Kyle.
And I want to say a quick thing about one of the things that's really special about the art of Root. So we brought Kyle in early into the design process, and I'm handling sort of the core game design and then a lot of the graphic design so far.
Mm-hmm.
And to be working with the artist at an early stage means everything is really well integrated.
Hmm.
So every little element is something that Kyle and I have talked about at length, and he is just completely amazing to work with and has a wonderful sense of the world that we're building.
Hello?
Oh, he's there. All right.
Oh, okay.
So. All right. We have a question from one of our listeners. Yeah. Brian Baker would like to ask, are we going to see more information on Root in advance of the launch of the Kickstarter campaign?
Yeah, as it becomes available. So
obviously,
there's
going to be a great podcast about it.
yeah. So we just put 12 images up on BGG. And Kyle Farron on his Twitter feed, he's been participating in Inktober, so he's been putting up a card a day on his Twitter feed. And then Cole's written 2 articles, one about the genesis of Root, and today he just released an article discussing the kind of commonalities between the factions. And then we'll do another article on BGG every day until the launch of the campaign about the different factions. Yeah,
fleshing it out. Very cool. Go back to that design just a little bit, because you were talking about the incorporation of it. I love the typography on Root. Are those the 4 factions? Is that built into the title logo?
So there are kind of 2 layers to the conflict. There are 4 factions, which are mostly political units, and the game is firmly kind of like, it's in that realm, that kind of Animal Farm realm of political parables.
Mm-hmm.
But then the population of the woods, the creatures that live there, are in 4 groups, and there's 1 for each letter of Root. And they also are the 4 suits of the card deck. That's the deck that is being manipulated by the players to try to put together a kingdom.
Cool. All right, so one of the things we like to do on our show.
No, well, don't do it.
Tanner House, we like to play games. We like to play games with our listeners and our interviewees. So we've got one ready for you. This is a pretty simple concept. We're going to go through the alphabet.
No.
As far as you can get, you have to think of a word that starts with each letter of the alphabet, and we're going to go with the theme of woodland creatures. So you got 30 seconds starting now. Give me a word that starts with A and keep going.
Okay, I guess I'll start. Aardvark.
Okay, great. B.
Beaver.
Beaver, good. C. Come on.
Well, it's got to be a cat.
Cats in the woods, sure, right? D.
Dog.
Dogs in the woods, too? Come on, E.
Egret.
Ooh, F.
Fox.
How much have we got? G.
Good. A goose.
Goose. Okay. G-H. Hurry. Two more.
Horse. I don't know.
Five. Four.
If you say horse.
Three. Two. One. Horse. Oh,
good job, guys. We did very well. We love putting people on the spot. We always get great reactions. Thank you guys for playing with us.
No worries,
tell us where we can find your stuff online and then hit that Kickstarter one more time so everybody knows where to go.
Sure. So we're pretty active on Board Game Geek. We'll probably do an open call for people willing to make print and play sets pretty soon. I also tweet frequently about my private life and about game design on Leader Games at on Twitter.
And you all want to check that out.
Yeah. I mean, so tonight you get to. I talked about negotiating how much toilet paper is appropriate with my daughter. and then I also have.
Helpful. I have kids as well.
Yeah. It's four squares apparently. And then I have the Leader Games page on Facebook is pretty good too. But I really like Twitter. So
yeah, and if you want to follow any of the nitty gritty, like if you've ever been wondered how a design kind of gets finished and what the last stages look like, I tend to post a lot of stuff too on my Twitter, and you can get me at Cole Worley.
Cool. And I'll retweet a lot.
Go for it.
The Kickstarter is starting on October 24th, 2017, barring any interruptions. And I'm pretty excited.
What's the pledge level? What'll be the base pledge level?
It'll be $60 for the game. And that's really the only thing we're going to have on offer.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. I've made the Vast 2 campaign too complicated, so I'm gonna go simple.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for a fast playing interactive strategy game for 2 to 4 players, you can't do better than this one.
Very cool.
Cool. Root, a game of woodland might and right. Be sure to check it out on Kickstarter tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Thank you guys so much for being here.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah. Yes.
Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, super cool having Leader Games on the show. Best of luck with you guys' campaign. Please go check that out if you get a chance and if it sounds like something you might be interested in. I think before we wrap it up tonight, we have another prize winner to announce.
I'm going to roll the dice since Ryan's not here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just going to let the ghost of Ryan. No, okay, go ahead, Kevin.
All right. Here we go. We're going to roll the dice and then Sarah can tell us all about us. How about it? All right, rolling the dice.
All right, and our winner is Trey from Texas. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Trey!
What'd you win, Trey?
All right, Trey wins a copy of Food Fighters by Kids Table Board Gaming.
Oh, we had this one last year. Yes.
And a Problem Picnic t-shirt.
Cool. Wow, congratulations.
Take a picture of yourself. Hashtag us somehow, probably.
Hashtag Tantrumhouse Podcast.
Tell us that you got your cool stuff when you get it, and enjoy.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, and thanks to Kids Table Board Gaming for donating those items.
Yeah, awesome. Does anybody know what they're... I know they're Haunted House funded. Do we have any numbers on that most recently?
Mm-hmm.
I think they funded like the first 8 hours or something.
Yes,
so
it was very quick. And they are on the stretch goals.
Yeah. Unlock those things and keep on going. I think that pretty much wraps it up for tonight's episode. Yep. Like Kevin mentioned, we'll have a bunch more info on the Stonemaier charity for next week. And do we have an interview coming up then too, or is that the next week?
It might be the next week after that.
Okay. Well, so be sure to check out our guild at
guild.tantrumhouse.com.
guild.tantrumhouse.com.
There it is. Go check that out. We should have some questions. We'll be trying to announce some of the guests that we're going to have on the show so that you can submit your questions. We love
that'd be awesome.
Answer those for you.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to comment on our couples collision course, whatever, give us some more name ideas. And,
yes.
Be sure to follow us. We don't have any giveaways this week.
Yeah, but they can follow us on YouTube and see all our cool videos that we're putting out almost daily now.
They're saving up their money for the upcoming charity auction.
Yeah, for Charterstone.
That's right. So be sure to check that out. All right, well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and we will catch you all next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Yay.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you!